superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Nobody disgusts me more than a Cowboys fan because they never take a moment to smell their own stench.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Stephen A. Smith here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He's a dream come true.
Earlier on the show, Houston Chronicle NFL columnist John McClain. Coming up, Buffalo Bills cornerback Josh Norman. Green Bay Packers running back Aaron Jones. Plus, two-time Olympic gold medalist Abby Wambach. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show. We're live from Los Angeles, California. Aaron Jones, who the Falcons forgot to cover for the first touchdown last night.
That was ridiculous.
He will be joining us once again. He's one of our favorites, man. He's just been a delight. What a delightful story. And when we had Aaron Rodgers on a couple Fridays ago, I asked him about Aaron Jones and from his perspective, watching his star rise. And Rodgers called him one of his favorite teammates of the last 16 years.
Of all time.
Yeah. Kind of. So, you know, and so we'll discuss that with Aaron Jones and more for the 4-0 Green Bay Packers. Oof. Phone lines are lit. If you're on hold, stay on hold and enjoy the next conversation because this guy is one of our favorites going back to our old podcast days. I mean, this guy's been around.
Long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
And he's a delight. Whether he's either running with the Bulls, jumping over Bulls, or now with the Bills, with the Bull on the side of his helmet. Or
it's a Bill.
It's a Tonka. He had a big play, knocking a ball out of Darren Waller's hands, changed the tenor of the game. There was a lot of momentum, and this was old Mo was wearing silver and black until this guy showed up making a play in his debut with the Buffalo Bills. He's Rich Eisen Show favorite, Josh Norman. How are you, Josh?
What's going on, man? What an introduction, man. That's always know how to bring your brother in.
You know what, Josh? I'm just, you know, as you know, a lead pipe wielding professional, but also I spit facts. That's what I do for a living. I spit facts. What did I just say that was wrong? None of what I said was incorrect. None of it. None of it.
Right. You're absolutely right, buddy. How's everything?
It's you know what? I feel like I'm 4-0 every day, but you are actually really that. And and you made quite an entrance. It was your first game with the Bills after missing the first three. What was it like for you to be out there, Josh?
Oh, man. It was such a blessing. Oh, my gosh. Big blessing. I've been working myself back my tail off since, you know, week one, actually, even before week one, training camp in itself. Been going down with that injury and getting with this training staff, who is phenomenal, by the way, one of the best training staffs that I've ever been around. They got us back healthy. They got us back in the game and doing everything that, you know, we're supposed to do and, you know, working out feverishly, more so than I have before, and, you know, just biting at the bits to get back out there with those guys, man, because they're such a great group of men, and they have fun with each other, and it's just so close here, and, you know, once I was able to get out there, I was able to put in, you know, what I said we was going to do, and finally it came to me, and, you know, I had to knock the rust off first.
Yep.
But once I got out there, we ended up, now, make a huge play for our team, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, you knock the rust off, and then you knock the ball away from Darren Waller, and then your quarterback cashes it in for six. He is a special player, Josh. Walk me through your thoughts, having been around him for just a few months and seeing the way that Josh Allen has been playing for your team.
Oh my gosh, man. Shoot. If he ain't leading MVP candidate, I don't know who he is. I know Russ and those guys are doing a good job with what they're doing over there, and you know, he's continuing to do what he's doing. But stuff that this guy's putting up and, you know, bringing up out of his hat is just remarkable. He's coming into his own. He's far more advanced than he was last season. I think the weapons around him even boost his morale even more, and his confidence grows, and he just wants to be the guy with the ball in his hands at the end of the game to make that play. And he's never out of it. So when you have a guy like that, you see what that looks like. It's almost like, let's rally behind him and give him everything he needs to go in his arsenal. So when that time comes, he can strike. And that's what he's been doing since, you know, week in, week out. And even his preparation going to the game is just a student of it. And you can see him rise in his elevation each and every game he put out there. He's a special guy. He's a special talent. I'm glad to be a part of the team with him.
So, you know, we in the media business like comparing and contrasting and things like that. It's not your first rodeo, sir, being around an MVP quarterback who can throw and run and is big as a linebacker and is tough to take down and occasionally has been criticized for accuracy issues. Do you see similarities between Josh Allen and Cam Newton from 2015?
That's a great question.
Thank you, sir.
Great question.
Thank you.
You're not asking. I will say this. Their willingness to win. And no matter what it is, if it's threading the needle in that moment, if it's picking up that first down by running, if it's on the goal line and knowing that we got to have it, they're going to go for it. That similarity right there is just like the MVP caliber 2015 Cam Newton. And this is Josh Allen, so I don't want to ever take anything away from him or compare him to Cam.
It's yes.
Orange is the apple when you look at it personality-wise, but in a sense of football mentality, they've got that killer, you know, instinct in them to where it's last drive, ball's in my hand, I'm going to make a play. And that right there, you just can't coach or you can't teach. Something you got to have in you. And he has every bit of that moxie and so.
Josh Norman, Buffalo Bills cornerback here on the Rich Eisen Show, and it is also not your first rodeo, or would not be, should this team make the Super Bowl. You've been on a team that has made the Super Bowl before. You've been on teams that have aspirations to make it as well. How does this first four games in Buffalo compare to those previous campaigns for you, Josh Norman?
Oh, it feels great, man. The ride in itself, you know, going out there, we know we haven't put out best game out there on the field. And I think in Carolina, it was the same thing too. You know, it was first couple games, we just got rolling and, you know, we was on a fast start with one game, two games, and turned four games. That first quarter, we was 4-0. And it was like, okay, like, let's get sharper, you know. But the thing that got me was our hardest moments wasn't the game. It was in practice, like competing in practice even harder than it was in a game, because if we competed in practice, we made practice fun to the point where this right here, this rep, is going to be the hardest rep I take. Then coming into the game, it was just like a walkthrough. It was just a dress rehearsal. Like, we was going to know it was showtime. Best suit on, best fit, we're going to go out there and we're going to make some plays. And we're going to have fun and we're going to dance with it. That's literally the mindset that we take into, you know, each week. And I saw it, like, manifest itself last week, really. And we had a great week of practice. And going out there, you know, over to Las Vegas, it showed up on the field. You know, I think the defense mindset, you know, the bend but don't break mentality. We had that going in, but we really wanted to, you know, assert our dominance because we haven't shown that yet. But we was able to come up with the key plays that we needed to get the ball back to the offense and win the game for us. So we're waiting on that one game where we can just, you know, pin our ears back and go. And that will come. You know, we have more games to come, and we just working as a collective unit and building that camaraderie amongst ourselves to know which guy's doing what. And I think we're building that, and it starts with practice. So we're doing a great job at understanding each other and the keys and just going out there and having fun on Sundays, man.
Well, and again, you arrive at a very interesting time in the schedule. Next up, you're taking on Tennessee, which thankfully had a second consecutive day of all negative tests come back. So that appears to be trending in the right direction. Then you got a short week against the defending Super Bowl champs, a visit to the Jets to try and complete that season sweep, and then that game against New England. I know you're new to Buffalo, but you are not new to the National Football League and how Tom Brady has dominated that series. And if it is Cam again who shows up, Cam versus Josh Allen, I think what I just brought up to you, which I appreciate you saying is a good question, because for me, that's like knocking a ball out. That's like me making a play. You know what I'm saying? As a host, when I ask a question that elicits that to start an answer. I mean, that's a big game. I know you take it one at a time, but there's some big games that you can circle right now for this team.
Yeah,
Josh.
It truly is. You know, I think GM Brandon Bean, we talked about it, you know, getting us back when he was going to put me on IR. You know, I was very, very disappointed, and I was upset about the whole thing. But, you know, getting healthy, almost 100% J-No back compared to like a 70%. You know, you'll want to take that every day because you don't want to fight going into the game kind of limping in it. Even though I know my mindset, shoot, I'm going to take the guy out who's ever in front of me. But, you know, we want to get back 100%. We could just take it easy. You know, you got to understand it's a marathon, not a sprint. And so, you know, I had to come to grips of that and just buy my time. But now, you know, getting back in one of the meats of the schedule, these next four opponents, man, it's going to be, yeah. We got our work cut out for us, but I know we got a team that can do it. It's just taking that mindset and that approach of, you know, taking day at a time. You know, worry about the future more so. And I know we want to get to that moment, but we just got to see what's in front of us first and then strike, because we know we have our opportunities. We just got to make the most of them, you know. And going into the games, you know, each one will have a different feel to them. I mean, you got to think about it. Where's the 12th man now? You know, with no fans and stands, and I know we haven't spoken on that really, but that's an effect factor. I know we have our own juice amongst ourselves that we want to bring, but, you know, you get that energy from guys that you know that is cheering you on. It helps. It really does. But if we don't get it, so be it. But if we do, it'll be a tremendous help. But guess what? We got ourselves, and we're backing ourselves. So each and every week we go out there, we want to put on our best show for our fans and people that we, you know, play this game for. So I'm so happy to be here. I know we got a long road to go, and we just want to take each. Can't wait we get to that one, because it's going to be a special one.
I know how you basically said how, you know, it's how it feels for you, and it's great because I've known you for a while. And it's great seeing you making plays on a team that has championship quality, a playoff quality. It feels like the good old days, Josh. Certainly not only that, but on the same weekend, watching Odell Beckham shine out like that, probably got to bring a great feeling for you too, right, Josh? Seeing that.
Oh, man. You're going there. You're going.
You know
there.
I mean, you knew it was coming, Josh.
Come on. It's like old times.
I knew that shot was coming. it was bound to happen. But, you know, I'll say this. I'll say this.
Yes, sir.
I know he wanted him. He had himself a day.
Right,
give it to him. He had himself a day.
Yes.
Oh, man, I was kind of like, look at this man go. And he turned the little jetpacks on towards the end. I was like, all right, okay, I see him.
Yep.
But he's doing a good job for their team, man. I think they're 3-1 now. So that's a good thing for them to turn it around over there. But, hey, we don't play them, so. I gave him all the credit I could give him.
No,
there you go, Rick.
I appreciate that, Josh. You know, I mean, it's the poop stirring portion of our conversation that we usually have quite a bit. You know, and it just was great to see you and him balling out on the same weekend for teams that are above 500 with playoff aspirations. It's wonderful. It was just a good feeling.
It makes good TV, huh? It makes good sound.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And what else is going on with you? What else? Are you still on the horse game?
Of course.
What do you got?
Of course, we're in the horse game.
What do you got?
Shoot, we got Big Ed over here. Ed Oliver, he always talking to me about his horses.
And
we're going to get them together and see if we can't get out there and ride
with
one another when we get some time. But it's like we always here.
Of course.
24/7, but it's a... because we went, so we're having good, you know, fun with each other. But we're going to get those horses together and see if we can saddle them up. take them out back.
That's very good.
But other than that, yeah, we good, man. We just trying to work on these fans, yo, and see if we can get them back in the stands.
I know.
You know, the team's got fans, and they're doing, you know, what they are, with coming into stands and giving them that juice and, you know, supporting their teams. And we're going to see if we can't, you know, talk to, you know, Kumo and see how that can work out to where we can get at least like 10 or 5, whoever, 1,000 in and just give them some juice, spread them around there. It's like 67,000 seats in here. Like, you know, we want to be cautious, but at the same time, like, you know, we are playing and we're going hard. And, you know, I think B-Mob want to come out and show their support. They've been, like, biting at the bits to get out here.
I know.
But we definitely want to make sure everybody's safe first and foremost. But just do it as respectable as we can, you know. If everybody else doing it, you know, have a little leeway to see if we can't, you know, start off with somewhere between 5, 10, 15%
yep.
fans and just, you know, be respectful and mindful of everybody and see if we can't get that started, you know?
Yep, maybe things everyone can mask up and just get things trending in a proper direction, certainly in Western New York right there. And, you know, Josh, I know you feed off that sort of stuff. But, again, even without any fans in Vegas, you balled out. And I always appreciate our phone calls. And I know you say you don't play Odell and you gave him all the credit he can. Chris, if the playoffs started today, what would be the matchup right now?
Yeah, if the playoffs started today, Josh, 2-7 matchup, Bills. Browns.
Yeah, there you go.
How is that even a possibility? You're sure about that?
Now, they'd come to your house, but you'd travel with Odell, right, Josh? You'd travel, right?
Listen, bitch, y'all, leave that alone, man. Y'all get off me like that. Tell me. Will you think I would travel?
Of course you travel, Josh. You'd have your bags packed. Come on now. Every down.
I'm a bag pack, man.
Come I know
on,
you.
Man. I got my Sky Miles already. I came back.
You take care of yourself, Josh. Let's stay in touch. I was so excited to see you out there and performing so well. Always appreciate our chats.
Oh, yeah, man. Always. It always a special thing. And I have the biggest thing for me, though.
Yes.
Biggest thing for me. I have my nonprofit Stars 24.
Yep.
I have a team center that is opening. Grand opening in October. Well, this month, yeah.
Okay.
This month, towards the end, we're groundbreaking, serving somewhere between 600 kids.
Where's that in Carolina?
In the area of Greenwood. Yeah, that's in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Okay.
We teamed up with the Boys and Girls Club of America and just, you know, open that club down there so it will be able to serve kids and pouring in for after school programs. So that's a big thing. That's like a milestone for me.
I love that. And how can people get involved? Just follow you on your on Twitter at J_No24 and
yeah.
Okay.
They can follow me at Twitter or they can go to www.stars24.org, you know, and they'll see everything that we got coming up and updates on that as well. So it's a pretty cool thing we're doing for these kids in the community, you know, and just giving back. I think that's the main thing of why we're here on Earth is to service others more so than ourselves. So
you're the best, Josh. Thanks again. Really appreciate that.
Thank you guys, man. Always, you know. I've always been number one.
Let's chat again
and
soon.
Hey, my picture's still clean out there. You ain't got no dirt and dust on it.
Dude. No, it's on the wall. Josh, it's on the wall. You demanded to be on the wall. You're on the wall. You're on the wall here. And it gives
me. I was just wondering.
And it brings me a smile every day, every possible day. You know that.
Be in my face.
You got it.
That's
you,
a great thing,
you take care. That's Josh Norman.
See you, Josh. We want him on that wall.
We need him on that wall. So do the Bills.
Yeah.
Odell balled out. Josh Norman balled out.
Hey.
America needs this.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, boy. Am I stirring it up right now? My arms are tired from stirring it up. Yeah. My biceps, I'm working on those.
Ooh. Big spoon.
Okay. Let's take a break. Phone calls are lit. We'll take your phone calls. Aaron Jones will join us as well from the Green Bay Packers. Another favorite. That was great. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show in just a couple minutes. Hey, football fans. Are you an Amazon Prime member? Did you know you can watch Thursday Night Football live on Prime Video? That's right. It's the future of football, and the future is right now. You can catch all the action on any device almost anywhere in the world, and you could choose your favorite announced team, including Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, or Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah from Move the Sticks, or Chris Long and Carrie Champion from NFL Next. Get next-gen stats and watch in-game replays on demand, all within Prime Video's X-Ray. Next-gen stats are real-time stats powered by AWS. No more waiting around. You can access the current stats anytime you want. Need to check how your fantasy team and fantasy players are doing? This is the ideal way to stay up to speed. In-game on-demand replays. They're accessible on your remote on Fire TV or by turning your mobile device sideways. So, if you're a streamer or simply want the most custom way of watching Thursday Night Football, tune in live every Thursday starting October 8th. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern, kickoffs at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video. Also available on Fox and NFL Network. NFL Network simulcast subject to change. Thursday Night Football is presented by Bud Light Platinum. This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. And it's the perfect way to rewatch a game like, say, Chiefs-Texans, the season opener from Thursday night. Catch it on NFL Game Pass. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is really the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, by the way, the reigning defensive player of the year, Devontae Adams, and many, many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. It's the perfect way to follow an NFL season. NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. Welcome back to our show, NBC Sports on Peacock. Every single day after Dan Patrick and then Brother from Another wrapped inside the Florio burrito.
Florio Flauta.
My bad, sorry.
Flauta.
Pro Football Talk at 7 a.m. Eastern and then Pro Football Talk p.m. at 5 Eastern time. That's how we roll right here on Peacock. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take phone calls in a second. I know that it's bothering Josh Norman and a ton. I think I've heard from a lot of players it's weird for them to not have fans. Yeah. And for us, sitting at home, and I know that the games have noise that's pumped into our ear gate through the television gate. That's
right.
Not in the stadium gate, right?
yes, gate.
But hearing the conversation at the line of scrimmage has been delightful.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Phillip Rivers going at Roquan Smith, basically, as he's burning a timeout, trolling him on the fact that, was it Hines or Taylor who gained the edge on him? He went around you, and he says, you're hearing that sort of thing.
I am into that.
Aaron Rodgers got the Falcons to jump last night, saying the words hard count. And Aaron Jones was standing right next to Aaron Rodgers, and I can't wait to ask him about that in about 10 minutes' time. That's about to happen. That happened last night. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show on our terrestrial radio network. We say hello to everybody out there.
Is there anyone better in the NFL at the hard count?
Than Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
There is not. I think last night, Monday Night Football had a stellar stat of his numbers after he's gotten people jumping off sides. Free play. Like his numbers as a free play quarterback.
And I will say, Brian Griese, did a great job of illustrating the difference between Rodgers and Matt Ryan in that regard. Matt Ryan had a similar situation where the Packers jumped and he just threw the ball into the ground, ending the play. Whereas Aaron Rodgers keeps those situation plays alive and often throws it deep and will either get a big completion or get a penalty in some instance.
Yeah, he got them inside the red zone last night, up 7-0 towards the end of the first quarter, got the Falcons jumping off sides, and he said the words, what got him, it wasn't just like set up, or the word hard count. Like he used the words hard count. Basically, he's trolling the Falcons. I'm not even going to mask the hard count. I'm just going to use the words hard count as the hard count. That happened.
It's great.
And the fact that we can hear it plain as day is remarkable. And we'll talk to Aaron Jones about it shortly because Aaron Jones was standing to Aaron Rodgers' right as he said the words hard count and got the Falcons to jump off sides. Let's take some phone calls here, waiting for Aaron Jones's call the day after the Packers improved to 4-0 and go on a very important bye week because they are now going to be mostly on their own. But I do believe they have to report to the facility every day to get tested for COVID. So they can't travel all over the world, all over the country. I believe that's the case. We'll ask Aaron Jones because this is crucial. I mean, this is a crucial part of the NFL season is what teams do on their bye weeks. And Green Bay's on a bye week, and so is Detroit. I guess you could say Detroit's on its bye week.
I know.
Sorry. Let's go to Austin and Salt Lake City. What's up, Austin? First in, first up.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we today?
Thanks for making the call. I think I saw that light flash as we went on the air, so I appreciate you getting first in.
Yeah, I have a burning question. I'm a big Packers fan.
Okay.
I love what's going on right now.
Right.
Love to see Aaron Rodgers back to MVP form.
Yep.
But I'm wondering, if Aaron keeps at this rate, what happens with Jordan Love? Do they end up doing a Garoppolo and maybe trading him if Aaron keeps playing like this? What do you think?
How do you not? I mean, why would you take Aaron Rodgers if he's playing at this, what is he, 36 right now, Christopher? I think he's 36.
I believe so, yeah.
If he's playing at this level at age 39... why in the world would you not turn Jordan Love into Garoppolo, get a two, and wrap around Aaron Rodgers a better, maybe rostered team for him to win another one?
You know, how do you swing it? How do you swing it with the money though and the cap?
You know what? That I'm not an expert on. I cannot sit here and say that. All I could just say is that Aaron Rodgers is playing at such an incredibly high level. Davante Adams has missed the last 2 weeks. Alan Lazard, who was his guy last week, catching all those touchdowns and yards, he's out. So Robert Tonyan, you're up now. I mean, and Aaron Jones is a valuable offensive.
That's Big Bobby Tonyan, Rich. That's Big Bobby Tonyan.
Big Bobby Tonyan. My bad. Thank you for the call, though. I appreciate it. Hey, you want to get first in? You want to call in it? At, I guess, 10 a.m. Mountain every day? Be first in. We'll get your first up.
Aaron Rodgers will be 37 in 2 months.
Okay. So he's playing out of his mind.
He looks great.
He sure does.
He looks great. Understatement. He looks great.
Then you want to talk about, you know, has he lost this step? Has he lost anything? He is still the only, I've said it before, I will say it again, the only other athlete in any other sport that uncorks a shot that you don't see coming because of the way that his body language does not telegraph it, and he's going against the grain in a way that you think that shot cannot be made, is Roger Federer. That's it. He's like the Roger Federer of the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, where he's just rolling to his right, rolling to his head, and boom, oh my God, how did that thing go? And Federer, just like, he's not breaking a sweat, and he'll just backhand it right in the last square inch of blue court. I mean, and again, the whole, he's just exploding every narrative. Every narrative. Well, he's the one that was the problem, not, you know, with McCarthy. And it's so dysfunctional there. And you're bringing in a guy who's never coached before. And he's not going to change his spots for this guy. And he's pissed off at the Packers because they haven't given him any people, and the fact that he doesn't have any more weapons in his arsenal is the reason why the Packers are going to stink. Right? Isn't that the narrative pretty much of the last 2 years?
Pretty much.
And Matt LaFleur is 17-3 in his first 20 games as Packers head coach regular season, and they're 4-0 this year. Okay, then.
Okay. So arm strength still looks tremendous.
Okay, then. And Green Bay does not play Seattle in the regular season.
Ah, bummer.
Right? So, Jeff in Detroit. How are you, Jeff? I didn't mean that shot about the bye-bye week for your Lions, but how you been, Jeffrey?
Pretty good, and the fact is we got to see that guy two times this year.
Yes, you do.
I mean, my goodness, what would have happened if they would have put somebody around him to actually help him catch the ball? Frightening. A couple of things. Like you said, I'm right there with you. I'm to the point where I want to enter the enemy Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, man. Seriously, because you tell us Lion fans, 9-7 isn't going to cut it. Okay, well, here, hold my beer. 9-25-1. You're the only team in NFL history to have a double-digit lead six times and get ran all six times. My goodness. And to have somebody put 35 on you consecutively, I mean, it's like watching an avalanche. You know what's going to happen. You know you're going to get ate up by the snow, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And I'm sitting there just looking like, my goodness, this is just really, really bad. Another thing I wanted to ask you, what did Cam Newton do for himself by not playing, man? My goodness. If I was New England right now, I'd go ahead and
sign him up.
Wrap him up with a couple of million.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Oh, I agree.
Man,
as I started the show, Jeff, that Cam Newton perhaps earned more MVP votes than Aaron Rodgers last night. I mean, and Mahomes. What the Patriots looked like without him is, again, the reason why we were wondering why they wouldn't call him before June. And every single team that could have gotten him has nobody but themselves to blame if the Patriots go on a big run.
You know what's really despicable? The list of people and how much they're making over him. That's just downright degrading.
Jeff, thanks for the call. That's Jeff in Detroit.
Well, Jeff.
Jeff brings up an interesting point, as he frequently does when he calls into the show. The number of quarterbacks and the number of quarterbacks who have been associated with their franchise and have been pillars of communities that are going to hear the Trevor Lawrence talk over the next few weeks is growing. It's Atlanta. He just mentioned Detroit. I mean, Matthew Stafford has been as good as you can ask for the last couple of years when he's been healthy, and has been a pillar of the community in Michigan.
Amazing.
Matt Ryan in Atlanta. Those are two the Lions have a win. But the Falcons are sitting there at, pardon me, they're sitting there at 0-4. You know?
Problem is, these teams are financially obligated to these quarterbacks.
I understand. But I'll tell you what, Trevor Lawrence is sitting there. And here's one team that won't be, though, sitting at 0-4 is Houston. What's a great way for Houston to get out of the hole of not having any draft choices because they've all been given away to put a roster together that's not working?
Trade.
Get the first overall selection.
Yep.
No one tanks in the NFL. Nobody tanks in the NFL. They can't. You really can't. It's just too many grown-ass men who have too much pride on the line to do it. But if Houston winds up first overall, well, then it's on and cracking because they're not trading away Deshaun Watson. But I think everybody else that's currently 0-4 or in a position to finish up might have to do a lot of rethinking.
That pick goes to Miami.
Who? Houston?
Yeah, if it's number one.
You're right. Holy crap. Well, then Miami would have. Does that mean Tua gets Josh Rosen?
Definitely not.
No. Because we're going to see Tua shortly, I think.
I think you're right.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. That's right. Could you imagine Houston goes 0-4 and that's Miami's benefit?
Yeah.
That's right. It's not the NBA. It's not like lottery protected.
No, it's not protected. It goes to Miami.
That's right. Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I haven't gamed it all the way through because I'm too busy thinking the Jets are going to get him. Not all teams that wear green are in the crapper. That's my way of segueing to one of our favorite guests. Fresh off of the Monday night gridiron last night with another touchdown in his stat line last night for the 4-0 Green Bay Packers. Aaron Jones back here on the show. How you been, Showtime?
I've been good. Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
No, of course. You know how I feel about you, and I just love watching you succeed. And as a matter of fact, I had that conversation with Aaron Rodgers on this show just a couple of weeks ago. And I mentioned your name to him, and he's got a front row seat watching you run away from him and watching you be targeted by him and asked him what it's been like for him. He called you one of his best and favorite teammates since he's been a pro. Aaron, what did that mean to you?
That meant a lot. That's special to me. I mean, you know, how many guys he's played with and how many teammates he's had, and to feel that way about me, and I just don't want to let him down, come in every day ready to work and continue to grind so he can keep that thought of me.
Yeah. When you say you don't want to let him down, what is that dynamic? Expound on that a little bit for me, if you don't mind, Aaron Jones. What do you mean by that?
I just want to be a playmaker for him. Any ball thrown my way, I want to catch and help the offense any way I can. And so whatever that means. Just want to be a playmaker, and I think when he sees that you're a playmaker and that you're ready to work and you want to learn and listen and grow your game, he's ready to work with you.
Well, I mean, it seems that way. You know, I could see him at times last night. Giving a rah-rah attaboy to a lot of people on the field, Tonyan in particular, the way that he shined out. And I'm wondering if that is your feeling about not wanting to let Aaron down and being a playmaker for him is contagious on this team.
Oh, yes, sir. It definitely is contagious. And Bobby, kudos to Bobby. Congrats to Bobby because he's been working hard ever since he's gotten here, and he's been a playmaker. I tell people go cut on his college film. He's in a lot of one-on-ones, just making plays, catching balls, and so he's done the same thing. Came in wanting to work, wanting to learn, wanting to grow, and elevate his game. And Aaron seen that in him as well. And he takes guys like that under his wing, and he helps us grow as players.
And another thing that you have a front row seat for, you had last night, I want to ask you, because I overheard it, I heard it. Aaron Rodgers got the Falcons jumping off sides using a hard count, but using the words hard count as his hard count. That happened last night, right, Aaron?
Yes, sir. I mean, I didn't hear exactly what he said. I was just watching the ball, so I made sure I didn't jump.
Are you serious? Like, it's difficult for you guys not to jump when he hard counts, even though you probably know it's coming?
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, his voice sounds so all of his cadences. So if he's going on three, his first set hut will sound the same as the second set hut as the third. And so you got to really sit in there and lock in. And he could tell you in the huddle it's on three, and you get to the line, and his voice just sells it so much, you'd be convinced it's on one. So you really just got to lock in.
So essentially what you're saying, Aaron Jones, is that you know from the man himself, from his own mouth, what the snap is going to be on three, and that his hard count is so good it makes you second guess whether you heard it right in the huddle. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Definitely. Definitely.
That is amazing. That is truly, again, remarkable. And so, again, is your team 17 out of 20 since the head coach has come in. What has Matt LaFleur done for you, with you, that you can tell me about Aaron Jones?
He's came in and he's really opened up the offense for me, and not only me, but the rest of the backs, and just giving us a chance to make plays and in the receiving game and the passing game, be a versatile part of the offense and use us in many different ways. So Coach LaFleur does a great job of scheming things up and getting guys open as well. And I love playing for him and appreciate everything he's done for me.
Aaron Jones here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, we've reached the health and safety part of this. First, you. And I ask this on behalf of all fantasy owners of Aaron Jones, including my 12-year-old son, Xander, who got genuinely concerned in the second quarter last night when there were not a lot of snaps for you. Aaron, is everything okay? What happened last night? How are you personally feeling, Aaron Jones?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Everything was okay. They just said they were going to start off the series with somebody else, and that was it. And no, just waiting for my number to be called again.
Okay. Well, I got a lot of dad points last night when I said I will ask Aaron Jones himself tomorrow, Zan. You know, that's a good dad point thing for me, so I appreciate that. But honestly, when my son looks at me and he says to me, Dad, how's Aaron Jones doing? I like that. It's kind of cool. I'll take it.
Hey, that is pretty cool. Tell him I said what's up.
I will do that. More dad points. He's handing out dad points to me. Aaron Jones here. And then health and safety. You're on a bye week now, and this is the concerning aspect about the pandemic and COVID-19 that the entire league had been concerned about this year, is what happens in a bye week. So where are you going? Where are your teammates going to be? What is this bye week for you going to be about on that health and safety front? What can you tell me, Aaron?
We're not allowed to leave town, so all of my teammates and me will be staying here in town.
Okay.
I'll be at home. We'll come in tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Wednesday?
Yep.
Come in tomorrow, and after tomorrow, we'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday off, Sunday as well. And but the facility will still be open, and so I'll probably just relax at home. I have some of my family in town, so relax with them and come and get some workout in and eat some free food. if it's free, it's me. So
nicely done.
Kind of
still on your first contract, are you?
Hanging out a little bit.
Still on your first contract, are you, Aaron? Is that basically what you're
saying? Yes, sir. Still am. If it's free, it's me. I'll take it.
Okay, but so you will not be, and the rest of your teammates who are not required, I guess, due to whatever injuries or banged up, you are free to be away from the facility Thursday through Sunday, or do you have to come in and get tested every day still?
We definitely have to come in and get COVID tested still every day.
So you're still going to be tested
every
day.
I left that part out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's a crucial part. You know where I'm driving at here and
that's the biggest part.
You know what I'm aiming at. So what did, because again, anybody who's paying attention to this knows that COVID-19 is spiking in Green Bay specifically right now. It's the hospitals in Green Bay need help. They need people to also mask up and treat this virus seriously. What has your coach told you? What was the message after the win last night on this front, Aaron?
His message is just be smart about everything you do. You know, like you said, Green Bay is the hot spot, number one hot spot here. Like you said, the hospitals are at 100% capacity. So just be careful what you do. Like when you're going to the gas station, if you're pumping gas, put on some gloves or have hand sanitizer. Keep your hands out of your face and your mouth. Really kind of just stay at home. You want some food, order it, or come to the facility, those kind of things. And, you know, he also reminds us that all of us have families at home that we have to go to. And one person makes a bad decision, and it could affect everybody else and their family members as well. So to just keep your teammates and your brothers in mind as well.
Okay, Aaron. Well, I'm keeping you in mind as well. I just love watching you do what you do, and you keep doing it. It's just really great to see. And every Packer fan that watches you puts so much hope into you and, if I may, the other Aaron. It means a lot. You mean a lot to a lot of people, so just keep doing what you do.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you.
You got it. You take care of yourself. And, you know, I like our regular chats. I think it's like once every 3 weeks now. This is great.
Me too. I think we need to make it a thing. I'm enjoying it.
Me too. Right back at you. You take care of yourself, Aaron Jones.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Aaron Jones right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good people.
I like that guy.
I was going to say, if you don't like that guy, that's a YP.
I've got man love for Saquon Barkley, as you know.
Of course. Yeah,
and it's total 20/20 hindsight. I'm thinking, I was second overall. Why the hell didn't I not take Aaron Jones? It would have stunned my draft. But he's just as good. He's just as good. He's as good as any running back in the National Football League right now.
It helps when you have number 12.
No, I know that, but I mean, that's another reason why he should be considered one of the best running backs in the league is the situation.
He did have, 16 touchdowns?
He's amazing.
He's got 20 touchdowns over the last 2 years so far.
He's second in the league in rushing yards.
He's good.
We, you know, talk about Zeke and Christian McCaffrey and Saquon, and obviously it's a fantasy world, and we know the injuries that have beset. Dalvin Cook's one. Aaron Jones is two. And Aaron Jones is on a 4-0 team. Aaron Jones is Aaron Rodgers being the guy who's figuring stuff out pre-snap.
Aaron Jones carrying my fantasy football team to a 3-1 record.
You love having him right now, of course. And he's just such a pleasure. And how about that? How about that? All right. You know, whatever it is, XYZ, 20, split right, whatever, on three.
Hot, hot, hot.
Okay. You're standing next to him. And you're thinking, it's on three, it's on three. And then the first hard count goes, you go, uh-oh, did I mishear that? Because that's real. That's how good his hard count is. He's faking out his own guys who know the call.
Don't jump. Don't jump.
Don't jump.
Don't jump. Don't jump. Don't jump.
But I guess the tell is that if he uses the word hard count, too hard count.
That should let you know.
Yeah. That's next level.
It's pretty funny.
Material.
Sometimes, though, you're caught up in that moment.
Pretty funny.
And you're not thinking.
Pretty good.
You know what? It's so good. I might steal it for the Yankees.
Oh, boy.
Hard count. That's next.
Triggered Brockman. Incoming.
Oh, that's next.
Incoming triggered Brockman.
Oh, there's Padre news, too, right?
You got Padre news.
All right. They've actually got a starter for,
finally,
against the Dodgers.
Only in a few hours.
Okay, very good. That and so much more on The Rich Eisen Show, and we come right back with your calls at 844-204-RICH. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/oldspicebelowdeck.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
All right, back on Peacock. Our terrestrial radio audience will rejoin us shortly. 844-204-RICH, number dial. Take some more of your phone calls. Abby Wambach will be calling us in hour number three. She's got a neat new book based on her previous New York Times bestseller. It's called Wolfpack. It's a kid's version of her bestseller,
oh,
Wolfpack. Can't
awesome.
Wait to take this home, have my kids read it. I also want to give a shout-out to a fan of the show, but a friend as well, my buddy Tom Person there in Louisville, Kentucky. You know, he makes all sorts of great material for us.
Yeah.
Do you have some of this stuff over there still?
Yeah.
You got the paddle that he made?
My paddle's up in the office.
There you go, right there.
It's a great paddle.
Cedarspills.com. He noticed that I have way too many mugs on my desk.
Way too many mugs.
And he's like, you need a coaster. So he sent me a Rich Eisen Show Peacock coaster. Hold on, wait. And I guess this is for my large votive candle. I don't know what this is for.
I like that.
If I had a mouse, it would be a mouse pad. I don't know. But
don't let J.K.
Tom.
Simmons five finger that
bad. That guy's amazing, man.
He is. He knows exactly what he's doing. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show on our terrestrial radio network, headlined by the Mightier 1090 in Southern California. And we've been on there since mid-August. And as you know, we take credit for all good things that happen in this world. We
Absolutely.
Call it the Rich Eisen Show bump.
Yeah.
For instance, again, since the Rich Eisen Show started being heard all throughout Southern California, with a signal that goes down to the Mexican border all the way around the earth, kind of like Superman 2,
yes,
and then back again.
But it spins forward.
Ever since that happened, good things have happened for the San Diego Padres.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, good things were happening, but they really started ascending. I do believe
the week we came on the air
was when Fernando Tatis went crazy and all those grand slams were going. And now good news again for the Padres, wondering who's going to start against the Los Angeles Dodgers, a divisional series they gained after needing to win the last two against the St. Louis Cardinals. It is, in fact, Mike Clevinger.
It is.
He's going against Walker Buehler. Meanwhile, back at the old San Diego Ranch, the Yankees took game one of their series against the Rays, and it was a back and forth between Blake Snell and Gerrit Cole, and Yankees took two leads that they coughed up and then took the lead with an Aaron Judge home run, all rise. And then the ultimate, because it blew the game wide open in the ninth inning, grand slam.
Stanton.
Grand slam from Giancarlo Stanton. And I took to Twitter and threw out there on Twitter something that apparently got a few Padres fans rankled. I said slam Diego for the Yanks. And then friend of the program, fellow Yankee fan from the West Wing, Richard Schiff, tweeted out, you know, game one. He's a diehard Yankee fan. We took game one. I responded to that with postmarked Slam Diego, New York.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's the locale. Slam Diego.
Well, I watched it.
New York. I mean, like, if we're sending out a letter.
Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. I don't know why that's embarrassing.
You shouldn't be proud of that. That's embarrassing.
Why?
It's not yours.
I know it's not mine.
Well, then why did you use it?
Because
what are you talking
San
about?
Diego has become famous for Grand Slam home runs in the 2020 season.
By the Padres.
Don Orsillo, in a great broadcasting moment on the spot, said, "It's Slam Diego," or "Welcome to Slam Diego." Great stuff. And the Yankees hit a Grand Slam in San Diego. It's not my fault that the Yankees are bubbled up in San Diego, California, because of what's going on in the world. They hit a Grand Slam in San Diego. Thus, it's Slam Diego, New York. What's wrong with that?
No, it's not. It's not. It's your fault for using those words and thinking it's clever and thinking that no one is going to get angry at you. That's just Yankee arrogance.
No, it's not. It's not clever.
Last time I was in San Diego and the Yankees were in, like, postseason, they were pretty good there.
Well, I mean, it's not just clever. It's clevenger.
Oh my God.
Is that wrong? Am I doubling down? Am I?
Ridge, are we due for a break anytime soon?
You are on your way.
No.
To losing best dad ever for those horrible dad jokes.
No.
Horrible dad jokes.
No.
You should be embarrassed for using this.
I am not at all.
That's the problem.
Not at all. Think that there's not a problem. I'm not saying the Yankees are better than San Diego. I'm not saying anything.
No, but you're stealing their phrase.
I'm not stealing anything.
Yes, a little too much.
Yes, you are.
I'm not stealing. I'm not saying it's mine. I'm not sitting here saying I came up with something.
No,
isn't
but
that
you're
clever?
You're passing it off to use for your team when you don't have the rights to it.
You're culturally appropriating.
Thank you.
Slam Diego, I think.
Where are the Yankees playing their playoff
series? Who cares?
San Diego, California. Yeah. Where did Giancarlo Stanton smoke an outside pitch over the center field wall with bases full of Yankees?
In San Diego.
Correct.
It was almost caught.
So it's Slam Diego for the Yanks. I don't see any problem with it.
I really wanted
not at all.
I wanted to ride with you on this one when I heard you guys arguing earlier.
Yeah.
But now that I know, as the saying goes, the rest of the story.
Yeah. What's the rest of the story?
Well, I got now why he was so upset with you earlier.
No,
I didn't quite...
He's upset. You know why he's upset?
No.
Why
is that? Actually, whatever you're about to say is not true.
Because his team
exactly
has their asses fully parked on the couch. And it's not
four
just
to
for the
one
postseason.
In the last 20
it's
years. This
just,
isn't about the Red Sox.
It's not just for
it's
the
It's not
postseason.
About the Red Sox.
Literally, homeboy over there.
What up, cousin?
Okay. Homeboy was sitting at home in August and knew this wasn't
but
happening.
Just because you guys can't win the big one anymore,
and
it's not about us.
I wish I had this photograph available right now. Mm-hmm. And his team was playing a big Monday night football game in Kansas City last night, and his own child was dressed in Atlanta Falcons gear. Ugh.
A big Monday night football game with a guy who shouldn't be in the league at quarterback?
Matt Ryan.
Come on, bro.
His own child was wearing a Matt Ryan onesie last night.
I saw it.
And I nicknamed him the Cage Churl in our text exchange.
Again, something else that you're proud of that you shouldn't be.
Very proud of it.
By the way, yeah.
Very proud of it. Put it all together.
So terrible.
This melange of angst and anxiety and spite. Melange of spite is a great
big
fantasy
word alert.
Team name. A melange of spite.
No one knows what melange
he
is.
Can, it's a mix. It's a nice little brew. Put it all together, and suddenly Slam Diego, California just rankles him. I understand why Padres fans might have a problem. Again, betting on the don't pass line of sports. Not your
problem. I have is Yankee arrogance.
You're not. No, it's not.
Rich, you got to move on. You got to move on.
It is the problem I have.
Hold on a second. Joe in San Diego. Let's take his phone call. Joe, you're calling in from San
Diego.
Yeah, Joe. What's up?
Rich,
yes.
Sounds like there's a soft, what is it, the soft tissue injury on the brain there for you this morning? I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on.
So is it a problem to say Slam Diego, New York? Is that a problem?
I'm not going to get mad at it, but it's like, can you just give us something? You have enough titles.
No, I
have. We have nothing.
I know. The Yankees have. No, hold on a second, Joe. Joe, the Yankees have such a rich tradition of winning that for your success in hitting Grand Slam home runs to be seamlessly associated with it, I think means a lot.
Yeah. I agree.
When we wear pinstripes this year, we can say we're, you know, oh, there's pinstripes kind of the same thing.
But you've got a – look, the Yankees are filled with generationally talented players, and it seems like San Diego is as well. I would love to – you know what I'm saying?
I was wondering –
it's a compliment.
You know, obviously, it's a game. So I was wondering what you're thinking. I realize we are the underdogs, but it's all about our pitching, right? If Clevinger shows up, if Lamech can go.
Yes.
You know, we'll see, right? But I just want to know your thoughts.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know we have love for Fernando Tatis on this show. His bat-flipping glory. And then he'll try and turn two when he shouldn't and put you in dire straits. But it doesn't matter because you got the Michigan man at first base. And you got Machado, and you got the rest of Slam Diego. That's what I'm saying. It's that good. You're in good shape.
Stop, stop it.
That's what I'm saying, Joe.
I appreciate you, Rich.
You are welcome.
I appreciate you.
Thank you for the call.
Have a good day, guys.
You got it. You know what I mean? Look at this beautiful human bat flipping on behalf of his team, wearing pinstripes, generationally talented. I'm used to it.
And well, only one time in the last 20 years.
All I'm saying is Slam Diego, New York, is not a slight and shouldn't be considered that. I'm saying we're peers. I'm saying yes. To anybody out there, you're welcome.
Yes.
And on top of it, bite it, Brockman. Bite it.
Every day, my Tatis Jr. Rookie card goes up a little bit.
My Jets stink, but I never put my child in a Jets onesie when the Patriots were playing.
Yeah, you got to control
just
that,
because
Chris.
You're dealing with whatever you're dealing with on the home front, don't bring it to work.
I'm not dealing with anything. Sorry, I don't own any Brian Hoyer gear at my house.
Yeah, bro, take control of that, or else you're going to set him up for misery as a football fan.
All right.
Get him on the pat
set. Hour number three, Abby Wambach on the Rich Eisen Show, also on Slam Diego affiliate, Mightier 1090.